On September 15th, the long-awaited Ethereum merge was finally completed, which took the blockchain from a proof-of-work protocol to a proof-of-stake protocol. Now, the historic merge was meant to be a positive turning point for the second largest crypto by market cap. However, since the merge, Ethereum's value is down by 22%. So what is happening? Hello and welcome to the Calkine Media Crypto Podcast. I am Kiara. And with me to discuss the current state of the crypto market is our crypto enthusiast, Daniel. Hi, Daniel. How are you doing?
Hello, Kiara. I'm well. Thank you very much.
Daniel, Ethereum's transformation was years in the making. And now that it's finally happened, the network now uses 99.95% less energy than previously. The value of the network since the merge tells us a less encouraging story. What exactly is going on there?
Well, there's no doubt that the merge was a significant event, not only in the context of Ethereum's network, but in crypto in general. For a while now, one of the biggest criticisms of crypto and blockchains that use proof of work to mine their tokens has been the excessive amount of electricity needed to do so.
Mm-hmm. Dan, can you remind us again the meaning of proof of work and proof of stake?
Sure. Well, each blockchain has crypto tokens, and these tokens need to be developed somehow. And that's a process we call mining. Not in the traditional sense, of course, by digging up tokens like as you would with commodities such as gold or metals. Rather, cryptocurrency is mined through either proof of work method or a proof of stake method.
Right. So Dan, what's the difference between these two?
Well, a proof of work is the original method in which tokens are mined on most blockchains. Using this method, high-powered computers compete to solve complex mathematical algorithms. The first to solve the algorithm gets rewarded with crypto tokens. Bitcoin uses this method, and up until recently, Ethereum also used this method. The problem with proof of work protocol is that due to the fact that it uses such high powered computers, it consumes an exorbitant amount of electricity. In the past year or so, this mining method has been heavily criticized by environmental groups who maintain that this method of mining is detrimental to the environment due to its excessive use of fossil fuels.
Right. So tell our listeners, how is proof of stake different?
Well, using proof of stake means that tokens on a blockchain are mined by the users of that blockchain who put forth their own cryptocurrency. In other words, they stake their own money, which is why it's called proof of stake. And they stake their own money in order to receive newly mined tokens. This means far less energy is required. In fact, this method uses 99.95% less electricity than the proof of work model.
Right. I'm just wondering, Dan, why after this profound transformation is Ethereum's value actually going down? It should have been up as expected.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that this change is not only positive for the cryptocurrency space, it's actually revolutionary. However, the reality is, in 2022, it's no secret the global economy is struggling, having just come off the back of a tumultuous 2 years where the global economy was forced to shut down due to the COVID pandemic. This has subsequently led to central banks around the world printing more and more money, in fact, than they have in a long time. And now that the lockdowns are over, the world has been left to face the consequences. And this has manifested itself in rapidly rising inflation, which of course has led to rising interest rates throughout the world.
Right. So wasn't crypto supposed to be somewhat of a safe haven against the turmoil of traditional economic systems?
Theoretically, yes. But with the global economy having been challenged with an event not seen perhaps for the last 100 years, it's hard to expect cryptocurrency to remain impervious to the current macroeconomic turmoil. And this includes Ethereum, which is one of the biggest crypto blockchains out there.
Right. So will Ethereum's merge eventually pay off?
Yeah, without a doubt. As is the nature of the economy, markets are cyclical. And even though we're going through a more extreme downturn at the moment, interest rates will eventually fall sooner or later. And when they do, we'll start to see cryptocurrency gain momentum once again. And when that happens, Ethereum's shift to a more environmentally friendly and scalable system is not going to go unnoticed by both retail and institutional investors. In fact, the decision to merge may well be the factor that pushes Ethereum to the forefront of the cryptocurrency market. It might even take over Bitcoin someday.
Great. That will be a relief, definitely. Well, that's all for this episode of Calkine Media's Crypto Podcast. Join us next week as we discuss more of what's happening in the crypto space. Bye from me and say your goodbyes, Daniel.
Goodbye.
You can also hear us on Spotify every week with a new episode of Crypto Podcast. Till then, stay apprised, invest wise.